we round the turn and head into the impeachment trial, plenty to talk about. Plenty to talk about with the impeachment trial, yes. As Nancy Pelosi stood on the House floor yesterday, just lying. There's no other way to put it. She was just lying about a whole host of things. I mean, she stood there and said, do me a favor, trying to quote from Trump's conversation with Ukraine President Zelensky, but he never said, do me a favor. He said, do us a favor, as in the country. But when you have nothing to stand on, I guess you resort to dishonesty. And through this entire process now with Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler's in charge of the prosecution, well, you'll see what's going to happen. Let's start with Nancy's little tirade and her, you know, do me a favor, which was never said, but she wants you to think. You know, I think she was mistaken, but she could have just been drunk. Hard telling with Nancy. It's bite number one. Bite one. Go.
And said he could say to the president, he could make, do me a favor. Do me a favor. Do you paint houses too? What is this? Do me a favor.
All right. And there you have that. I'm just looking at some breaking news here. Breaking news here. Police in Ukraine. I'm waiting for it to pop here. Police in Ukraine say they have opened an investigation into the possibility that the former U.S. ambassador there came under illegal surveillance before she was recalled from her post. The announcement came 2 days after Democratic lawmakers in the United States released a trove of documents that showed Lev Parnas, an associate of President Donald Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, communicating about the removal of Marie Yovanovitch as the ambassador of Ukraine. However, just last night on MSNBC, Parnas said that didn't happen. The guy was a drunk that was sending me those text messages. The Ukrainian Interior Ministry, which runs the police force, has said in a statement the Ukrainian police are not interfering in the internal politics or the affairs of the United States. However, the published messages contain facts of possible violations of Ukrainian law and of the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations, which protect the rights of diplomats on the territory of another state. The Interior Ministry has said it has invited the FBI to take part in the investigation. In another move touching on the Trump impeachment, Ukraine said it is opening an investigation into reports that Russian hackers gained access to computers of the Ukrainian gas company Burisma. Hunter Biden, the son of Donald Trump's possible opponent and the former Vice President Joe Biden, was on the board of that company, made millions of dollars despite having no expertise or experience in the field. The impeachment inquiry, as you know, began with allegations that Trump has tried to pressure Ukrainian President Zelensky into investigating Burisma for corruption. We'll see where that goes, but that's breaking news that somehow Ukraine's looking into the possible tailing of Yovanovitch. But like I said just last night, Lev Parnas said on Rachel Maddow's program on MSNBC that the texts that said that were from a raving drunk. He also contradicted himself on other comments that he's made. Lev Parnas has no credibility in any of this. And at the end of the day, do I care if a drunk Ukrainian is sending text messages or watching the U.S. ambassador? Not really, not at this point. It doesn't rise to the level of any concern for me. Meanwhile, Democrats themselves really not talking about impeachment. Democrats themselves yesterday were talking about the fact that Donald Trump can't be beaten by anybody that's been on the stage so far. Yeah, they're saying that the six candidates that showed up for the debate, none of them are capable of beating Donald Trump. Let me give you an example. The Reverend, Reverend Al Sharpton, yeah, Reverend, was focused on the fact that Democrats have nobody that can beat Donald Trump. Impeachment trial, Senate trial or not, all of it notwithstanding. Here's bite number two from Al Sharpton bite
to. You cannot stand up and be just go along to get along and think you're going to be the next president. One thing Donald Trump and I used to do is both of us would go to boxing matches. He, of course, was hosting Mike Tyson. I was a friend of Tyson's and the promoters. You don't become champion by just saying I'll get by this round. You got to take the title. And I didn't see anybody in the on the stage last night or in the ring that really said, I'm taking charge. I can be president. I can take on Donald Trump, because he is going to come in with that kind of mindset. And I don't see that mindset yet in any of the candidates.
I'm revisiting this AP story. Ukraine opens probe of the possible surveillance of ambassador. This happened just moments ago. But what's interesting about the story, this is the Associated Press, another failure. It doesn't say surveillance by whom. And that's the another strange thing, of course. It's always a headline with a big blast, and then you dig into the story, and you're like, where's the meat to the story? And the meat to the story just isn't there. Again. Once again, there's no meat on the bone. And let's get back to the whole impeachment mess with Nancy Pelosi. You know, she's prayerful. She's solemn. She's somber. And yet she had a big fat grin on her face while she was signing the articles of impeachment. And then she handed out souvenir pens to those in attendance, to Jerry Nadler and Zoe Lofgren and Adam Schiff. She handed out souvenir pens with big happy faces and handshakes and high-fiving everywhere. Well, good luck, Nancy. Marsha Blackburn is calling on Senators Warren, Sanders, Klobuchar, and Bennett to recuse themselves from the impeachment trial. Of course, that'll never happen. But when Democrats call for Republicans to recuse themselves, that'll never happen either. And others say that the impeachment trial should be postponed altogether until the House actually does its job. And then Matt Gaetz says that the Russia probe will erode credibility of the House impeachment managers altogether, which brings us back full circle to the Democrats that are brokenhearted about the field of candidates they have. So bad was it that the far-left analyst Van Jones had a very odd take on it. I missed this one the day before, but I think you'll enjoy it. It's bite number three from Van Jones. Go.
We are back here in Des Moines, Iowa, talking about the debate that was. Van, was it different than you? It was much different than you expected, than a lot of us expected.
I have to just say, you know, I came away feeling worried for the Democratic Party. I felt like tonight was a night that they were going to all put the fireworks out there. You're going to see the best of the best. And it just felt like a big bowl of cold oatmeal.
A big bowl of cold oatmeal. Yikes. Van, that's not very loving now, is it? No, it's not. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. And one more thing. The holidays are over, but the Roxor sale keeps rolling. Get $1,000 off the 2019 models with no payments for 90 days. 2019 base models start at just $15,999, but you can get combinations with special Roxor financing for additional savings. All this makes it even easier to get into the side-by-side unlike any other. So whether you're itching to hit the trails or put this hand-assembled beast to work, you can believe it. 70 years of rugged heritage is up to the task. Hurry into your Roxor dealer today and get out there. Restrictions do apply. Please see your local dealer or visit RoxorOffroad.com for complete details. Welcome to Roxor, a partner here on the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
As a small business owner, you can be pulled in many directions. There are decisions that need to be made about your workforce, insurance, and taxes, not to mention all the decisions you need to make about serving your customers. There is one decision, however, that thousands of businesses make each year, and that's the decision to become a member of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber works with companies of all sizes and types to deliver solutions to relieve the stress of running a business. With a combination of powerful advocacy, products and services to help your bottom line, your membership investment can add to your business success. At the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, we put our members in the center of all that we do. It's our job to fight for your business so you can keep running yours.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
The holidays are over, but the Roxor sale keeps rolling. Get $1,000 off 2019 models. No payments for 90 days. 2019 base models start at $15,999. But you can also combine that with special Roxor financing for additional savings. So whether you want to hit the trails or put it to work, it's even easier to get into the side-by-side unlike any other. Hurry into your Roxor dealer today. Restrictions apply. See your local dealer or visit RoxorOffroad.com/offers for complete details.